أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد ودخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء إن الحكم إلا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the moment when Yaqub alayhi salam was bidding his sons farewell. For a second time, they proceed towards Egypt. They are going towards Yusuf alayhi salam, of course not knowing that he was Yusuf, and their supplies were depleted. All the grain and the foodstuff that they carried with them to Canaan was finished. And they had to now go back and return to bring back a new load of supplies for themselves and their families. They managed to convince Yaqub alayhi salam to send Binyamin along with them, because Yusuf alayhi salam said to them, if you will not bring your brother from your father's side, then you will not receive any supplies from me. He took an oath from them and a pledge from them. They pledged in the name of Allah that they will ensure to bring him back when they return. As they are leaving, Yaqub alayhi salam, he gives them a very important piece of advice. Waqal, and he said, that is Yaqub said, Ya baniya, O my beloved sons, la tadkhulu min babin wahid, all of you should not enter from a single gate. In those days, we know that the cities had gates, different gates. It had a wall around the city, and there were gates, and people would enter the city from these gates. So he advised them and says, do not enter all of you from one single gate. وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ, but all of you should enter from separate gates, different gates leading into the city. وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, he says, but listen, I cannot benefit you in the least against the will of Allah. I am giving you this advice, and we'll explain the reason as to why Yaqub alayhi salam gave them this advice. But he says, whatever harm is meant to come your way, in no way can I avert that harm. I cannot benefit you in any way against the will and the wish and the command of Allah. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, all affairs and every command lies only with Allah. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ, I have placed my trust upon Allah. وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ, and all those who place trust should place their trust and rely on Allah alone fully. Why did Yaqub alayhi salam give them this advice that they should not enter from one door but separate doors? Was, according to all the scholars of tafsir, due to the effects of the envious eye and the evil eye, which we refer to today as nazar, and which the hadith has referred to as ayn. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about the evil effect of the envious eye and the evil eye. It's not something superstitious, it is real. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-aynu haqq, the effect of the evil eye or the effect of the envious eye is haqq, is true. It certainly does have an effect on a person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, the effect of the evil eye is such that it can send a person to his grave. It can send a person to his grave, and it can send a camel to its pot. In other words, somebody sees a camel, and those days the mode of transport was a camel. So somebody sees a camel and he's amazed by this camel, either an eye of admiration, or it is an eye of jealousy, or an eye of envy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the effect of that eye is that that camel can be sent to its pot. In other words, the effects are such that it can kill it. Today we have different modes of transport. So sometimes people look at the vehicle with an eye of admiration, or they look at the vehicle with an eye of envy, or an eye of jealousy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it can affect that vehicle that you are using. And that's why one of the things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would constantly seek protection against was the evil eye. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَيْنِ اللَّمَّةِ عَيْنُ اللَّمَّةِ عَيْنُ اللَّمَّةِ is the evil eye, the eye of envy and the eye of jealousy. So they were strong, impressive youth, all of them moving in one group. Yaqub alayhi salam feared that if they were to enter all from one gate, people would look at them in awe, in envy. People would look at them with an eye of admiration, an eye of jealousy. And as a result of that, they could suffer the evil effect of that eye. And this is something we must guard ourselves against. Yaqub alayhi salam is teaching us that there must be some physical arrangements from our side to ensure we do not make ourselves the targets of the evil eye. Today with social media, unfortunately, many, many people, we have made ourselves the target of the evil eye, the eye of envy. Everything that we do, everything that we eat, everything that we buy, everywhere we go, it is posted on social media and pictures are taken, images are taken, and they are posted all over social media and so forth. There are people out there who cannot buy what it is that you have bought, cannot have what it is that you have, cannot go where you have traveled to. And all it does, it creates within them a sense of jealousy and envy. And they look at that with that evil eye. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, certainly the effect of that evil eye will definitely cause a person much harm and cause a person much suffering in his or her life. And the most vulnerable ones to the evil eye are the children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that those who are most vulnerable to the effects of the evil eye are the children. That is why we should try our best to safeguard and protect our children against the effect of the evil eye. And look, it's natural. You have the eye of admiration, the evil eye. That is why we are taught certain du'as. There are some powerful du'as. A'udhukuma bi kalimatillahi tammah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call Hassan and Hussein. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite this dua to them. Often recite this dua to them. A'udhukuma bi kalimatillahi tammati min kulli sharrin wa min kulli hammatin wa min kulli aynin lammah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the two of you from every evil, from every devil, and from the effect of the evil eye. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ They reached the walls of the city. When they reached the walls of the city, they dispersed. They dispersed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they entered the city in the manner and in the way the Father had instructed them. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ And when they entered the city in the manner their father had instructed them, مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what they did was not going to benefit them against the will of Allah in any way. If you still take your precautions and you have guarded yourself against the effect of the evil eye, but then too some harm comes to you, it was meant to come to you. That is what Allah says here. Even though they took their precautions, but whatever harm is meant to come your way, and even though you have taken your precautions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there's no way anything can be done to stop it. And the most powerful dua that we are taught to recite to avert from oneself the effect of the evil eye is MashaAllah. MashaAllah la quwwata illa billah. MashaAllah la quwwata illa billah. So Allah says, this did not benefit them against the will and the command of Allah in the least. إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ يَعْقُوبُ قَضَاهَا It was an urge. It was an urge that Yaqub alayhi salam had. This urge, he didn't want them all to walk in from one gate. Allah says it was an urge that Yaqub alayhi salam had satisfied within his heart and within himself. وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ Allah praises Yaqub alayhi salam. Allah says, certainly he is a person of great knowledge. لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ Because we taught him that knowledge. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But many people do not know this. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ They entered upon Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they entered upon Yusuf, now they are 11 in number, and with them they have Yusuf's full brother, Binyamin. So Allah says, when they entered upon Yusuf, awa ilayhi akha. Awa ilayhi akha. He lodged his brother with himself. He wanted to be alone with Binyamin. He wanted to have Binyamin to himself. So what did he do? He decided that he will arrange lodging for them by separating them into pairs. So they were 11 in number, and he made arrangements that two brothers must be lodged in the same apartment. So after distributing them in this way, Binyamin alayhi salam, the 11th brother, was left on his own, and that is how Yusuf alayhi salam managed to separate him from the rest of the brothers, and he lodged him with himself. Qal, when they were alone and they were in seclusion, Yusuf alayhi salam breaks the news to Binyamin. Qala inni ana akhuk. Listen, I am definitely and certainly your brother. Fala tabta'is bima kanu ya'malun. Do not be sad and do not be grieved by what the brothers used to do to you. May Allah grant us the understanding.